Hey, so welcome to Nice with Sprat's Evening Rambles, where I talk about myself, things that I do that I enjoy, books, movies, TV shows, and really dumb quotes that I think are absolutely brilliant. So there's no real main objective to this little chat. It's just me rambling, and hopefully you'll be able to find some comfort where it will help you put you to sleep. Anything really. So, I wanted to start off with something that no one really knows about me, especially people in real life. This would be the last thing I will go to my grave and hopefully they will never know. But I actually write a lot of fan fiction in my spare time, and I've been doing that for years, honestly. Yes, it is gay fan fiction. So, I've gotten that one off my chest now, and you can all laugh at me for trying to write. That's okay. I'm accepting that. But yeah, so that is one of my favorite hobbies, actually. I put a lot of effort into it, and I started quite a long time ago when I was younger. And I have to admit that my first writings were absolutely atrocious. And I don't just mean like really bad. I mean fucking awful. Like, if you had brain cells and you read it, they probably would just die from having to read my fan fiction. It was terrible. I cringe just thinking about it right now. But yeah, so I like to think that I've improved somewhat. I don't know if I have, of course, but yeah, it's I get a lot nicer reviews, and it's really nice to have people looking forward to the next chapter or anything like that. So yeah, I just wanted to share with you guys a bit of what it's like trying to write fan fiction when you don't really have any fucking clue what you're doing. And just the writing process itself and how I try and come up with new ideas. So yeah, and a lot of this I actually do apply to my audios that I make, especially my roleplay ones, because I like to have that conflict and to have that bit of like back and forth between. So setting up a scene in particular is really important, especially when it comes to audios. And part of that is what I learned from writing so much fan fiction, and of course from binge reading so much fan fiction. So as you can imagine, I'm someone who read a lot of gay fan fiction between L. Lawliot and Light Yagami from Death Note. That's me. I'm your girl. And quick disclaimer, when I'm not doing that, my other main terrible hobby is I am literally that girl who sits on YouTube and follows like beauty routines from like 12 minutes. And yeah, so you'll find me in the comments section of Harper's Bazaar. Get ready to go to bed with Miranda Kerr. So yeah, I'm one of those people. But anyway, we'll come back to that later. For now, I just want to tell you about my fan fiction. So yeah. Okay, so obviously, like, I have not told anyone in real life that I write fan fiction. I am terrified that they will laugh me out the room. Well, not really, but in general, just like most of my friends aren't really into that kind of stuff. I'm probably a bit more introverted than a lot of my friends. But yeah, so it's something that I do privately. Well, that makes it sound like I'm private escort, which I'm not, but anyway, I keep it to myself basically. I try to edit my work a lot. And I spend a lot of time trying to figure out like how to write the scenes, how to set up dialogue and tension between characters and whatnot. So I have actually also given a go at trying to write audio scripts, and I've sent them around to a few people, but I'm still a bit too nervous to publish them outright on Gone Wild Audio or anything like that. But yeah, so back to my writing. I find it is difficult to try and like, well, I'm not, you're writing fan fiction, so you're not actually creating a character from scratch, and I don't think I'd ever be able to do that, definitely not. So it's nice to have like a character, whether it's from anime or books or TV show, whatever. But you've got the basics of their personality set out, and you can just sort of work from there. I generally stick to shorter stories. So I use Archive of Our Own for anyone who knows what that is. And yeah, so I usually post there. And I do tend to stick, like I said, to shorter stories just because the longer that you make them, I find little bits start to unravel and it becomes really quite hard to not lose your objective or remembering what you're trying to say. So, yeah, the shorter stories are probably for me, but yeah, a lot of it is. It can be hard, but that's something that I find really personally fun to enjoy the challenge. Sometimes I'm even particularly cruel to myself, and I go back and look at my old fan fiction and think, fucking wow, nice one, sprites. That was absolutely atrocious. But yeah, so I try to, I guess, like, yeah, just look back at what I've done before and see where I could have improved or how I've changed my writing style over the years. So that's something that I really like doing. And perhaps my favourite part of it is I get to practice lots of different dialogue. I can make, really short, snappy sentences or say along the things that I can't say in real life, obviously. So I find that really enjoyable just to play around with. And yeah, obviously, like, it's all fantasy based in general, and just like my audios are. So yeah, that's something that I do enjoy. I do read a lot of fan fiction, although I haven't. I've actually been making more audios than reading or writing at the moment, so audios has been my main focus, and I'm not entirely sure like how long I'll be doing this for still, but it's something that interests me at the moment and I'd love to stay here for quite a while. But yeah, so I just wanted to share with you some of my absolute favourite quotes from a fan fiction that I read recently. Just let me get up on my phone. And oh, I've got Animal Crossing notes. Wow. Okay, so perhaps one of my favourite ones. Here we go. So this is from a Death Note fan fiction that I read, and I really loved it so much. Here it goes. All there is him and love and lesser forms of it. I'm too good for this crippling feeling, a tightening heart when I'm unwanted. To be separated is painful. I want it to be shared. So yeah, that's one of my favorite quotes. Also from that one is, do you actually like any of these things, or do you just think that you should? You don't know, do you? You're just some shapeshifter without a personality of his own. Not a nice one anyway, so you just create a tasteful face for everyone. I'm not reading these with the proper tone, I fucking know that, but I've got them all saved on my phone just because I like them so much. But yeah, if you can't tell from those little quotes that I just gave you, I really like interesting characters, unreliable narration, complexities in scenes, and yeah, maybe somewhat selfish characters as well. I don't know. But that's part of the fun. You get to play around with these types of things and you get to learn more about what you do like and what you don't. So yeah. I'm trying to think what else to add for that one. Can't really think of it, but yeah, so my main things when it comes to writing are dialogue, trying to build tension between characters, and there's always that fine balance between trying to make something sound really prosy and having the right dialogue that actually fits it. So I find that to be really, it's a really hard balance to get done correctly. You either write too much dialogue and there's just not much of a backdrop and you can't tell who's actually doing anything, what, or else you get where it's way too much prose. And basically it just comes across like 1,000 words of fucking poetry and you don't know what anyone's actually said. So yeah, trying to like incorporate that into my writing has been a bit difficult, like I keep saying, but I enjoy it, so I definitely won't be stopping writing for a long time. I might try to write more audio scripts as well. I'm not entirely sure, but yeah, I guess as my confidence grows, I am more willing to try new things. So yeah, that's one of them. Another thing I wanted to mention is there was a book that I've been reading. It is called All the Birds Singing by Evie Wyld. And I don't know if anyone's heard of that one. Yes, no, maybe not. But yeah, it's interesting. I'll say this is like my mini book review here. I really didn't like it at first when I read it. It works backwards, so it starts off with the past and heads into the future, sort of. And yeah, it just felt really kind of like off, and I wasn't that interested. And I think maybe that has something to do with the fact that it is set in Australia, which is, if anyone hasn't noticed from my accent, yes, I am Australian. But yeah, so I know the country. I've visited every state, and I know that when a book's set in a sheep farm, rural Australia, it's just like the shittiest place on earth to be set in ever. Like, I cannot think of a worse place to go. If you like sand, 40 degrees Celsius heat, paying for showers. We all pay for showers, but I mean, you literally have to like slot in a 20-cent coin to make your shower go for a minute. Yeah, rural Australia is your place to be, and unfortunately, that one's not for me. I am a coast girl, and I'm happy being on the coast. But yeah, I do recommend All the Birds Singing, just because it is quite complex when you get down to it, and usually, like, I have an opinion on a book, and it's usually not a very good opinion. I'm quite picky, but for this one, I found myself continually coming back to it, and just, I don't know, like, it made me feel pain, and if there's one thing that I want from reading or watching movies, any type of art, is I do not want to be bored. So I'm just shifting around a bit. Yeah, so I really don't want to be bored when I'm reading. That is what feels like the biggest insult. So while initially I didn't really enjoy this book, it started to make me sad, and then it started to make me happy. And just knowing that it can bring out that depth of emotion in you, to me, that means it's a good book. It's worth reading. So yeah, if you can stomach past all the boring dullness and barrenness of the Australian outback, you might enjoy it. So I'll say the title again for anyone who is incredibly bored with their life. It's called All the Birds Singing, and the author is Evie Wyld. So yeah, so it's that one. I won't go into it too much for spoilers, but yeah. Okay, well, I think I've finished up on like writing and reading topic. I mean, everyone here probably knows by now that, yeah, I write gay fan fiction in my spare time because that is my hobby, and I like to do a lot of reading. So yeah, character complexities, blah blah blah, you get the gist. Yeah, so this is a sleep audio, something to help you relax. So I'll admit something that helps me relax when I'm trying to go to bed. I mentioned it before, but here we go again. I'm a girl who spends a lot of time on skincare and makeup. So I like to watch before I go to bed. I like to watch those Go to Bed With Me videos, usually done by celebrities who don't need any makeup or skincare done anyway. And if you've seen them, you know what I mean. But they apply, like, toner, eye cream, serums, all that bullshit that promises that you'll look like a fucking infant overnight, and it never actually does happen, does it? But yeah, so I am a skincare junkie, and I know that's not really interesting to anyone who's listening, but part of that is my enjoyment of just getting ready and going to bed. So that's part of my comforting evening routine, aside from reading or like right now, I'm currently making audios at 2 in the morning and I should be in bed, but oh well. So yeah, I don't know if guys do it as much as girls, but I personally just enjoy the feeling of having like something nice on my face and just, yeah, all these different little steps. I have like 8 maybe. I use toner and then like a essence serum. And if I'm feeling extra fucking fancy, maybe I'll even put on one of those sheet masks that you let sit on your face and you look kind of like a ghost or whatever. I think I gave my cat a fright one time. But yeah. So that's like my other hobby, and it drains my bank account because I always fall for the fucking marketing every time. Yeah, if something has like a cutesy little packaging where it promises me like you'll look good, you'll get all your adult acne gone or anything like that, and I look at like the one pimple I've got, I'm like, yeah, I need to buy that. So yeah, I think my bank account hates me right now. But yeah, so that's another thing that I do just to get to bed. I guess like for anyone that goes, like it's enjoyable. I mean, you get like a nice scented lotion, and we call it a cream, but no, whatever. And yeah, and you just get to like apply it, especially after having a bath, like a nice shower and stuff. So yeah, I usually do that before I go to bed. Sometimes I light a candle. I'm particularly fond of anything that smells like jasmine or gardenia. I don't know if you have it in other countries, but like glasshouse candles, they are fucking awesome and they make my whole room smell really, really nice. It was my friend who got me into it. She really loved like the vanilla salted caramel ones and bought me a whole heap of them, and I burn them all the time now. So yes, it welcome to my not opium den, but my candle den filled with face creams promising to make me look 10 years younger. If I look 10 years younger, I'd probably look like a small child. But yeah, so that's something that I enjoy doing before I go to bed. And yeah, I think everyone can just enjoy like a nice little pampering session no matter what you do. I mean, even if you just like have a nice long bath or wash your hair and just relax. It's fun, it's nice. And I always have really comfy pajamas to get into later. And yeah, that's my routine. I guess I should wrap this up soon, but I just wanted to mention one more thing. So I have a pretty large bookcase, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I've got so many fucking books that I haven't actually been through. And one of them I really want to get around to reading is House of Leaves. So I think that's relatively quite well known. I've heard it mentioned a lot of times, and I have it sitting there. It's been sitting there for about 4 years now. It even went for a holiday with me on an airplane. but I never really got around to reading it, not properly at least. So yeah, if anyone's actually read it, please send me a DM or anything and let me know what you thought, like spoiler free if possible. But yeah, there's so many that I want to read and I need to get through them, but House of Leaves is House of Leaves. Yeah, that's it. That is definitely on my to-do list. It's something that, yeah, I'm really keen for it, and I even bought my friend a copy, but unfortunately she passed away before she got to read it. So yeah, obviously I have a whole lot of other pretty boring things like Eragon, which we all read as children or teenagers or something thereof, and I also have a whole bunch of wanky, twatish, stupid academic books that I tried to like convince myself to read at some point. So we have the Iliad and the Odyssey, of which I've read the Iliad. Yep, I did it for uni at one point, and but I haven't gotten around to the Odyssey. We also have quite a bit of Virginia Woolf. I'm sorry, I'm looking at my bookcase at the moment, it's in my bedroom. Eternal Screw, you might have heard of that one. It's been released into, I think, a TV show and a movie. Yeah, so the TV show was on Netflix called The Haunting of Bly Manor, and yeah, it was completely different to the book, but I enjoyed it still. But yeah, so I've got a whole bunch of, oh, there's another one, Paradise Lost by John Milton. Now, I don't think I'm ever actually going to get around to reading that, just because the English in it is so stilted and poetic, and I'm not able to make heads and tails of it or anything like that. But yeah, so if anyone has any other book recommendations, or if they've read anything that I've mentioned, do let me know, because I'm always on the hunt for more, and I have quite a bit of spare free time at the moment, so yeah. And I think that concludes tonight's rambling chat. I hopefully think that you'll be able to get to sleep now, or just even if you enjoyed listening to my sleepy, rambly voice, here you go. And with that, good night, good morning, good day, whatever. Get some rest.